All right, we're getting into our first segment of Bastards in Outer Space. I got my co-host with me. His name is Diggy P. He's my longtime friend and younger brother, and I am your host, MIGZ Miggs. That's right. What's up, guys? You're tuning into the very first episode of Bastards in Outer Space. What's up, Dale? Talk to the people, man.
Hey, what's good, people? You know, we just here trying to stay cool in this 100-degree weather and shit.
Hell yeah, it's fucking hot as fuck outside, man. I hope everybody's staying cool. How many of our listeners are in Southern California? You can go ahead and contact us through Instagram. What is your Instagram, man?
Mine is @hoodtrophy_.
@hoodtrophy_, all right? And mine is @moneygramgarcia, all one word. So anyways, guys, I wanted to get into the first topic of this podcast, and I really want to actually talk about occultism, shadow people, you know, crazy stuff like that, supernatural things. Because, you know, I've had so many crazy occurrences, which is part of the reason why I wanted to start this podcast. You know, one of my most vivid memories and most, you know, like, occurrences with, like, supernatural things that I can, like, tell you for sure. I saw something that changed my mind about, you know, ghosts and whatever. Was when I visited the Linda Hospital, the Linda Vista Hospital in Boyle Heights. It's in Los Angeles. We are here in Los Angeles County, San Fernando Valley to be exact. I actually visited that place and it was pretty terrifying. There was like a room full of blood and the whole time, like, it just felt like somebody was watching us. Like, or something. It was just weird. There was a point where we were walking up the stairs. I mean, you've heard this story before. Yeah. We were walking up the stairs, and I had this, I had, like, this weird feeling over me, and out of nowhere, like, it just sounds like something, like, really heavy, or something, like, just stomped on the fucking stairs that we were going up. You know? That shit was nuts. And then once we hit, like, the, like some storage room all the way up at the top of the rooftop, it was insane. Like, I walked into a pitch black room and I hear like somebody laughing in the distance, and like this pitch black room, and there was like just no way to explain it. Like, I ran out of there. Fucking nuts.
That hospital's not there anymore though, huh? They tore it down.
They didn't even tear it down. They renovated it and turned it into an old people's home. Like a retirement home type thing.
Man.
Yep.
It's gonna make it... That would make it more haunted, if anything. Like, old people dying in there.
Now, yeah. I mean, it's crazy. This hospital, you know, it was famous for being haunted. Like, I mean, the whole history behind it is pretty crazy. You just gotta, like... Just look at where it was at. It was, like, in a very, like, poor neighborhood in L.A. And they used to take advantage of the patients. You know, a lot of the narrative that gets left out of, like, these stories is a lot of these horror stories is that, you know, a lot of, like, real abuse and real, like, fucked up things were actually happening there, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, they shut down in 1991 and... They were being accused of, like, medical malpractice and, like, just all kinds of fucking weird stuff. And, they ended up, like, leaving one day, bro. Like, just completely abandoning the fucking place. It was nuts. Like, they just left patients there to die and shit because the fucking police or somebody was, like, in there, like, trying to, like, shut people down, shut the... whole hospital down, and they were gonna, like, take their, like, medical licenses away and all this crap, right?
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot of people just left, and you know, there's reports of, like, nurses having committed suicide there.
Holy shit.
When I went in there, we actually found a tunnel that was not even part of the original blueprint. So when they, like, got there and we're gonna renovate the whole place, they're like, what the hell is this? Like, whole underground operation, but it was like a tunnel that like connected the hospital to like the insane asylum and some other building within the hospital grounds. It was in the crematorium. So they would like, yeah, they would experiment on people in the lower level in those tunnels that people didn't know they had. They would experiment on people there, and to get rid of bodies and stuff, they like pretty much just burned a bunch of people alive in the crematorium they had.
That's fucking crazy.
It's nuts. It's intense, man. And
it's in where? Boyle Heights?
It's in Boyle Heights, and you know they could get away with this because they were like pretty much
doing abusing, it to like immigrants.
Yeah, they were doing it to like people that probably didn't have fucking papers and you know things like that.
Yeah.
So of course they were getting away with this type of shit, right?
Yeah, it's fucked up, man.
Yeah, it is fucked up. And shit, like, yeah, being in there, dude, like, I'm telling you, we went all the way to the top and found a storage room on the rooftop. And opening that door, like, it looked like they were working on something in there. But there was a room that was not locked. I mean, that was closed off, and I opened it. And as soon as I opened it, I just hear, like, a fucking creepy voice, man. Like, it was just insane.
Yeah. Damn.
But,
glad I didn't go.
Yeah, man, like, there's been that time. What other times has there been? Oh, when me and Jerry saw the, that tall guy walking into the bathroom of the, that restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, guys, there was a time where me and fucking the homie and my girlfriend, we walked to a restaurant. I really had to go to the bathroom. I really had to go, and, I tried to go to a Del Taco nearby, and the bathroom wasn't working, so I went to this small, like, little Salvadorian karaoke bar.
Yeah.
You know, serve pupusas and have fucking cheap beers and whatever.
Yeah.
And it was a Friday night, and I'm telling him, like, yo, I can't hold it. I gotta go take a dump, man. So we walk into this Salvadorian restaurant.
Oh, you had to take a piss.
No, I had to take a dump.
Oh, all right.
And, you know, I walk in, and As soon as you walk in, right to your right is the bar, and further down is the bathroom, and right next to the bathroom it leads to the back. This lady at the bar goes, "Oh, can I help you guys?" And I tell her I gotta use the bathroom, and we all turn to look at the bathroom door and see like a giant man in a hat, like so tall, a guy so tall he had to fucking lower his head to enter the bathroom. And she's like,
that's
oh
crazy.
Yeah. And she goes, "Oh, you have to wait, it's being used right now." So I was like, alright, that's fine. So I'm waiting for like maybe 10 minutes. I'm like, holy fuck, like, you know, what's going on? Like, this guy's been in there for like 10 minutes. And another lady comes out from the back of the restaurant, and she goes, "Oh, can I help you?" And I tell her, like, "Hey, you know, like, I'm just waiting for the bathroom." She's like, "Waiting? Why are you waiting?" And it was, she turns to look at the bathroom, and the original worker there, like the girl that asked me what I was wanting in the beginning, she's standing there. She tells her, like, "Oh yeah, there's somebody in the bathroom." And and this new worker that had just talked to us, she goes, "What are you talking about? There's nobody in this bathroom, bro." Yeah. Like, she just opens the door, and there was nobody in there but me, Jerry, and the girl behind the bar all saw somebody walk into that bathroom. A giant man. Like a man like taller than the goddamn door. Yeah, you could not miss him. Yeah. The only person who, and you know what's even weird, is the only person who didn't see him walk in is my girlfriend.
Didn't you and Jerry didn't you guys say that you saw him wearing a certain color of clothes or something, and he saw him wearing a different color of clothes?
Yeah, yeah. I saw him wearing a long white sleeve, like a button-up shirt, like kind of like business type, and like an old hat, like a top hat, I guess. I don't know, like some kind of old hat, like, you know, with like a brim all around it.
Yeah.
And then, and it was funny because we all turned and looked at each other. We're like, "Whoa, what the fuck? Like, didn't we just see, like, somebody walk in there?" And I was freaked out, but I had to use the bathroom so bad, I still ran in there. But when I ran in there, and then the bathroom was really small. And I'm looking like, how the fuck did he escape? Like, did he, what? Like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, shit was nuts, right? So I was just like, fuck it. Like, I'm going to use the bathroom, man. I used it. I tried to forget about it. But the whole time, I was just thinking, like, how could he have possibly, like, escaped the bathroom with, like, undetected, like... We were all watching the fucking bathroom door. Like, I was just anxious. Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, I was just anxiously waiting to use the bathroom. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I never saw anybody exit that bathroom, bro. No one. And, like, not the bartender, not me, not Jerry. Like, nobody saw him leave. And then, and yeah, okay. And what you were saying was that, yeah, like, he described him as a tall guy with a black hat on, which is what I said too. But then here's where it gets weird. The hat he was wearing that he said it looked like a baseball cap that he had on backwards. I saw it as like a cap that was like an old hat, like I don't know, like old.
Like an old school hat.
Or yeah, something. Yeah, like a sombrero type thing.
What the fuck?
And then, but black. And then, he said he had a long sleeve shirt on, and I said the same thing. But I saw him with a white button up shirt. He saw him with a black long sleeve shirt.
That's fucking weird.
That's weird, right? And I saw, like, an old man, like, kind of, like, maybe, like, 50, like, a, like you know, like, a more older dude.
Older guy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, like, 40s, 50, maybe, like, no, like, 50s, I'd say.
Yeah.
And he saw, like, a young guy, like...
Like, in his 20s, 30s. That's weird, man.
That's, like... I don't know if, if anybody out there has had any weird experiences, let us know, guys. Hit us up on Instagram. It's at MoneyGram Garcia. All right, so just tag me at MoneyGram Garcia. And we got Diggy P at
Hood_Trophy_.
That's right. You know, just hit us up. Let us know about your experiences, man. But yeah, like, you know, there's that. Look, so I really wanted to talk about that because... you know, aside from that, like, there's been other instances where I feel I've experienced a little bit of paranormal activity. But yeah, let's get into this next topic. I wanted to also talk about some music and boxing. Like, what are you currently listening to right now?
Me?
Yeah.
Damn, I don't know. I just got on Spotify recently. And I don't know, I've just been kind of listening to little random things here and there.
Nice.
I've been listening to some Kodak Black a little bit, you know, nice. not too much. But what tripped me out was I was listening to one of his songs that I actually really like. He did with Triple X. Tentacion.
Oh yeah, the Jesus Peace song.
Rolling Peace, I think. It's
oh good. Okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. But yeah, that song. I fuck with that song, but it just trips me out how Triple X got killed like 2-3 weeks ago or so now.
Yeah, dude. I think it might have been only like 2 weeks ago since it happened. Maybe 3. I'm not sure. Just fuck. It kind of trips me out that. They killed him before they killed 6ix9ine. You were saying that earlier.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just because
he talks so much shit. Yeah, not that I'm wishing nothing bad upon anyone, nah. But, you know.
Well, like, I'm surprised they did that to X before even, like, anyone beat up 6ix9ine or something. Because, like, right. Yeah, X had his beef and all that, but...
It wasn't, like, that serious. Yeah. He wasn't, like, taunting people constantly.
Yeah, yeah. And he, like... He was kind of laying low, I guess, because he had that case still pending.
Yeah.
Where he beat his girlfriend and stuff, or ex-girlfriend, whatever.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But, damn, that's crazy, man. R.I.P. Right.
Yeah, rest in peace to that man. Rest in peace, X. But, yeah, that shit's crazy, man. I really, really hope that shit like that doesn't keep happening in the music world, because... Shit's fucked, man. Like, he was only, like, 20 years old, you know? And, I don't know, people gunned him down for, like, fucking a couple $1,000. Like,
yeah, I heard it was a robbery, like, gone wrong or whatever, but...
Yeah. But, shit. Yeah. I mean, you know, people are out there fucking struggling and shit, man. Like, nowadays, like, fuck, like, makes you want to go out there and do some crazy shit, because, like, fucking money is, like, the money you make right now is not enough, dude. Like, people got to work, like, 2-3 jobs just to, like...
just to barely scrape by.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, bro. You know, all this, like, gig economy bullshit, like, you ain't making shit. It's just, like, I feel like they're doing this to, like, I don't know, like, force us to, like, further fuck each other up, like, you know? Like, it feels like America's, like, super divided, kind of, like...
oh, yeah.
And, like, the gap between, like, rich and poor is, like, becoming bigger and bigger, like...
oh, yeah, man, I mean, look at what they're doing to LA right now. Like, everything is, like, becoming gentrified, like, everywhere, like...
yeah.
Like, everywhere where you could say it used to be, like, quote-unquote, the hood or whatever, like... there's, like, fucking...
Hipsters everywhere.
And, like, Whole Foods and, like, vegan places, yeah, this and that.
And, I mean, and you know what? Like, that's cool. Like, I mean, I like the idea that Whole Foods and Trader Joe's, yeah, and shit is there. But the thing is that, like, as soon as they move... like, I mean, as soon as... yeah, as soon as these stores come in, like, Starbucks or whatever...
oh, yeah.
It's, like, the end of, like, whoever else was living there.
Before, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, essentially what they're doing is... pushing them out because the people can't
afford to be there anymore. It's like a ridiculous amount of rent, though. Like, they're, yeah, increasing rent, like, a like it's insane, man.
It's like almost $2,000 for, like, a one-bedroom apartment. Like,
it's nuts. Yep. Especially, like, in L.A., like, you just...
L.A., San Francisco, I heard, is really bad with that,
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, it feels like they want everyone who's poor, especially, like, minorities and shit, like, they want us all to, like, move to fucking, like... the desert, like, the middle of fucking nowhere.
Where there's pretty much, like...
nothing.
No economy. Like, yeah. I know people who say, like, even... like, it's still considered L.A. County, but they've moved to, like, Palmdale. Like, we have family, right, in Palmdale.
Right.
And, like, our uncle has to come work, like, all the way either here or, like...
Further.
Like, because, yeah, there's really nothing in Palmdale for you. Like... that's pretty much what it's like, unless you're in, like, L.A. or...
or unless you work for fucking NASA.
Or some
shit. In Lancaster somewhere.
Yeah. Or, like, yeah, unless you live there, or, like, I don't know, like,
Long, yeah, like, Beach, a lot of...
like, within, like, you know what I mean? Like, the... within the city.
Right. But, I mean, yeah, a lot of people are getting pushed out. And, like you said, like, there's really no economy in these fucking places, like... Moreno Valley and, like, yeah, all these, like, places.
You could get, like, a job at, like, a Walmart or something. But what the fuck? Who's trying to work at a Walmart?
Right, like, there's not very many, like, jobs out there. Yeah, opportunities. Yeah. Like, it's just fucking dead. Like,
it's, like, just dead-end jobs everywhere there. Like,
right.
Like, maybe, I guess, if you, like, go to school somewhere and get some kind of degree, maybe you can start your own...
Your own shit
over there. But, yeah, like, as far as there being really, like, I'd say, like, a future out there, most likely not.
Very slim.
Yeah.
You gotta move. You gotta come back into the city to, if you wanna prosper, like,
yeah,
more,
exactly.
I guess. Right? Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And, I mean, and it's true because more than half of the people that live there have to come to work over here. Like we were just saying, like, with my uncle, for example.
Exactly.
Yeah, shit's nuts, man. This gentrification shit is crazy, bro. But, yeah, you know, we're still here in the valley, fucking struggling. But getting by. Getting by. I mean, but what do we do, you know, to, like, fight back or, you know, to stop this gentrification? Like, I mean... like I said, there's nothing wrong with change, but just the way they're going about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like...
it's crazy. It's like, almost, like, hateful.
Yeah,
like,
of
it's like, leave.
It's
like, we don't want,
like,
you here.
It's like...
it's like, okay, like...
it's like racism through, like, the economy.
Economic,
yeah,
racism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, you know, it's funny because, like, you know, like, all these people that are coming into the city, a lot of them are, you know, white people with money.
Yep.
Like, you know, whose parents probably, like, or grandparents fled the cities because there was too many fucking minorities. And now these people are like, man, fuck the suburbs.
We're going to go
back to the city.
We're going to fucking move into these places.
Wait, oh, let's move into the hood. Like, they, sure. like, we've seen Boys in the Hood. It seems fun. Like, it's crazy. Like, there's even, like, hood blogs or whatever the fuck. Like, where, like, you know, white people, like, take tours of the fucking, of the ghetto and shit. And yeah, it's like, crazy. And like, just these like, people are not like, a fucking exhibit. We're not a fucking zoo, yeah. Like,
fuck.
Yeah, that shit is weird. But hey, like, I don't know, I guess people are fascinated by the way fucking we live or whatever.
Oh yeah, man, I mean, cultural appropriation is like a thing for a reason, right?
True. Yeah. Well, damn, I think we should spark this fucking joint up, man.
Yeah, spark it.
How many of our listeners fucking smoke weed, man? Let us know. Like I said, hit us up. Money Graham Garcia.
Hood Trophy.
_ Yep. On Instagram. Yeah, dude. Let's go ahead and spark up this joint, man. Profiring. Hell yeah. Dang. You know, we're lucky enough to be in the weed capital of the fucking world, man. You know, we're always smoking bomb weed. We've been smoking bomb weed for...
ever?
Forever now. It's been like a fucking decade for me. Or more.
It's been like...
you know.
It's been like 7 or so years for me.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, and back then, like, man, we were smoking weed in Cali before this shit was legal, bro. So, I remember, like, having to hit up, like, sketchy people to get bud. But, you know, it wasn't even sketchy people a lot of the times. It was even, like, homies that their brothers had weed and they got, you know, they kicked them a couple nugs or so. And then we would smoke that. And then when we met my white homies, their brother and sister had the fucking plug for some dank ass weed.
Because they had the money for it.
Yeah, they were living a whole different life. And I was smoking some whole other weed with them.
You were smoking chronic at first?
Not even chronic, bro. We were smoking like stress. You know, I'm Mexican, you're Mexican, most of our homies are Mexican.
Yep.
But yeah, you know, we had a couple other homies growing up, and they were white and they had some money, bro. They had paper, and or their families did, whatever.
Yeah.
And well,
definitely more than us.
Yeah, and like they had this, they had a connect for like some dank bud, man. Really dank weed, and I remember smoking like pretty much like medical grade shit. That we smoke now, I was smoking that shit then with them.
Yep.
But it was like skunk weed. Like this weed fucking reeked, and it had a bunch of like orange hairs and a shitload of crystals. It was like some sort of chronic or something. It was really good though. I used to trip the fuck out. Nowadays, like when I smoke, it's more like I don't know. It's more like just mellows me out. I feel like back then I used to have some trippy, like, psychedelic-ass experience.
Well, I mean, you've been smoking weed for, like, 10 years now or so.
More.
Yeah. And so, I mean, the effects are probably not as strong as they used to be.
Right.
And then also you were a kid, so, you know,
your
brain, like, develops further and stuff, so.
Right. So it just doesn't have the same
effect. It probably just doesn't. Or who knows? Because I have met people who have never, like, really smoked weed, really. Or they, like, say they, like, tried it when they were, like, in high school or something. And then, like, they're in their 20s now or something. And they, like, try it again. And they trip the fuck out. So,
yeah.
It could be, like, it could be both. It could be because you're, like, an adult now. And then also just because, like, you have a high, very high tolerance for it. Like,
yeah.
I mean, shit. I know exactly what you mean, because I feel the same way.
Yeah, man. Like, we've been smoking weed for a long time, man. Sometimes, like, well, a lot of times I miss, like, being that tripped out, like, fucking high as fuck, dude. It's
fucking...
I used to get so faded, I would think my life was a movie, like, because I would see everything, like, widescreen. Like, you know how it has the two black bars?
Yeah.
Like, my eyes felt like there was two black bars under me, and everything was, like, on, like, some sort of, like, weird filter. Like, everything looked like it was, like, I was looking at it through, like, some lens, like, a different lens.
Yeah, that.
It was weird. And, like, yeah, like, I could hear, like, it was crazy, man. Like, now, maybe if I, like, take a couple of days off of smoking bud, and then or if I work out and I like I break a like I break a sweat like really crazy, like I start sweating like crazy and I smoke, then I'll feel really faded again, but it still won't do that crazy, like I won't have those crazy like kind of like psychedelic experiences that I had back then.
Yeah, man, I know. Yeah, sometimes like for me when I take like I don't know a few days off from smoking or whatever, I still don't get the same feeling like when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I started smoking when I was probably like 15, 14. And yeah, I know, like I would feel like I was in a movie too, like, cause it still like enhances like, I guess like colors, it makes them more like vivid when I smoke.
Yeah.
Like, but not, it's just not to the same degree that it used to be. But yeah, but when I do like take a few days off, like I'll get a stronger effect on it, but it still doesn't match up to what it used to feel like.
Yeah. Shit's crazy. But shit, I still love smoking weed and shit.
Oh yeah, it helps with a lot of shit besides just like wanting to trip out or whatever.
Right, like, you know, like even... when I you know, because I've already been feeling like, okay, like, I don't get as high as I used to for a couple of years now. But, remember when I used to work at UPS, guys. So, it was crazy. Like, I would smoke weed sometimes because I started off as a driver's helper. So, I would help him, like, during, like, the holiday seasons. I was, you know, like, running around in the fucking UPS truck with him and pretty much just doing all his work. Because that motherfucker would be like, all right, go. Like, you know, being a little bitch. Like, I was like, fuck. But, you know, it's fucking... You gotta start somewhere, I guess.
Yep.
And, so I did that. And I remember sometimes we would do, like, 12, 13-hour shifts. And, yeah, so...
That's crazy.
Sometimes we would all meet up somewhere to send certain packages that need to be sent to like through like airplanes or some bullshit. I can't even remember, bro. But yeah, we would meet up at this like one spot, this designated spot they all like agreed to meet up at.
Yeah.
And to give like one guy all the stuff that's going back to the
airplane,
to the UPS airplane.
Uh-huh.
And they would all meet up and, like, talk and smoke cigars and cigarettes and shit. That shit was crazy, bro. Well, anyway, I'll tell you about that right now. And they would just talk. And, you know, we'd take, like, a 10-15-minute break right there. And while we, like, load shit up or whatever.
Yeah.
Get ready to go again. But, that's when I noticed, like, damn, weed is helping me because... You know, we'd be out there for, like I said, like, over, like, 10, 11, 12 hours, 13 hours, 14 hours even at the most.
Yeah.
And, I would smoke weed sometimes during one of, like, the last breaks, and I could just feel how the fucking weed was, like, you know, helping my body, like, relax, because I already felt like I had a cramp and shit. Like,
yeah.
I was like, fuck. And that, I mean, that's how I know this shit helps, too. Even when I'm mad, like, this shit helps. Like, I'll be, like, angry and I can't get over it. Like, you know, sometimes you're annoyed and you can't get over it. As soon as you take that hit, baby, it's just like, all right.
You're just like, all right.
I can let it go now. Yeah.
Yeah, it chills you out too.
Yeah. It does, and I mean, shit, people piss me off constantly, so.
Yeah, run into a lot of dumb people.
Yep, there is a lot of fucking dumb people out there. But some of the people that really piss me off is people that believe, like, every fucking conspiracy theory out there. Like, don't get me wrong, man. Like, listen, I'm all ears for whatever you got to tell me. I know there's shit that the government doesn't want us to know and blah, 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 whatever. But some stuff is just a little too fucking far-fetched for me, bro.
Yeah, like...
Like reptilians. It's like, bro,
like, you really, like, believe that? Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like, come on, like, okay, like, there might be, a ounce of truth somewhere in there, but for the most part, a lot of conspiracy theories just sound ridiculous.
Yeah, a lot of them, but I mean, like, conspiracy theories range from everything. Like, what about, like, who killed Kennedy? There's a whole conspiracy behind that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's, like, I'm not saying, like, they started from somewhere, you know what I mean? So, like, I'm not, like, completely refuting them or nothing.
Yeah.
But I definitely think some conspiracy theorists, whatever, like, just
straight up
lying. Yeah, they just, like, add shit to it and, like, make parts of shit up, I think.
Yeah, like that guy David Icke. Come on, bro, like, you guys are really gonna believe a motherfucker that was, like, ridiculed on live TV? Like, because he was saying that he was the son of God?
Oh, yeah.
And he was, like, Jesus, oh, yeah. And he predicted the world was gonna end, and then it didn't happen?
Look it up, there's a video of it, you know, just go online and look that shit up. I don't know, yeah, like, as far as, like, oh... The Illuminati is, like, shape-shifting reptilian aliens and want to take over the world for whatever reason. Like, I think I heard one that it's... That they want to... They're making the planet, like, all fucked up, like, with all the pollution and, like, global warming and stuff to fit the conditions so their species could live there or something. I don't know. I feel like that just sounds like...
Yeah, sometimes I feel like... I heard this in a fucking community college class once. A professor said this, okay? So don't directly quote me or whatever.
Did he watch They Live?
No. He said, conspiracy theories are basically made when people, they, like, know something is fucked up, but they don't have a grasp of the way, like, the economy works. They have no, like, concept of, like...
Or how...
Of, like, what capitalism is and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, they know shit's fucked up. They know, like, you know?
Yeah.
But they don't ever... It's like, look, like, Alex Jones has all these crazy conspiracies about these people doing this and that, and there's aliens and intergalactic wars and blah, 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 whatever the fuck he says. but he never challenges capitalism, or you'll call it crony capitalism, but he still believes in capitalism. We've been doing capitalism for a long time, and it just seems to be fucking us up. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they just don't know how to, like, conceptualize it or something, like.
Like, I think that's why, like, you know, conspiracy theories are, like, popular, like, in, like, jail and shit like that, like, fucking Illuminati shit and, like, all this shit, because they know things are fucked up, but they don't have a concept of, like, you know, political philosophy, really, because, I mean, we don't really know how politics work, but we know, like, about, like, you know, philosophies.
Yeah, like... So,
I don't know. So, I feel like that's where a lot of these conspiracy theories come from, because they're like, oh yeah, they want to take over the world, that's why there's all these fucking wars, and that's why they want this and that. But when you really like break it down to like some economic shit, or like, you know, what really drives them, it's always roots back to money. Or some bullshit, and you know, or like keeping or like some sort of land.
Or like taking over some sort of land.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. They've pretty much been doing that since like forever, I guess.
Right.
Kingdoms always trying to like pull one over on another one and things like that. Now instead of kingdoms, it's countries.
Yeah. And doesn't it feel like, damn, like, we have so much technology, but they're still, like, they still haven't been able to solve, like, world hunger and shit? Like, and it's like, what the fuck? Like, why? Maybe it's because the technology we're making is more geared towards, like, entertainment and media.
And war.
And, yeah, and, like, how to fucking kill each other in different ways. You know? Like, I heard
more,
that...
In, like, more efficient ways.
Yeah. Like, I heard that, I heard that the U.S. military funds, like, over half of, like, all scientific research in the U.S. Like, why the fuck does the U.S. military fund more than half of the scientific research? Like, what?
Those ones want fucking weapons, guys.
They want weapons, yeah. That's all I can think. Yeah. I mean, you know, I mean, there's a bunch of people out there that will probably disagree and be like, oh, shut the fuck up, you whiny fucking liberal fucking whatever the fuck we are. Whatever, right? But fuck you guys, too.
But, yeah. I just think people should do their research before they just believe, like, any like conspiracy theory they hear out there, so then they can draw their own conclusions. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like fucking, don't just listen to YouTube and, you know, let that be your fucking source. I don't know.
Pick up a book. There we go.
Yeah. But damn, this joint has actually been burning longer than I thought it would.
And I'm high as fuck.
Yeah. What do you prefer, indicas or sativas?
I think now I kind of prefer indicas now. I used to like,
I've been going through that phase too, huh?
Like when I was younger, I would prefer sativas. But then the more I smoked, after like when I would smoke sativas, it would either like, I don't know, maybe it's not as strong or something. I don't know. I feel like it doesn't get me as high as when I smoke an indica or something.
Right.
Right? But like, so I kind of went from sativa to liking hybrids more, because then it was a bit like more heavy high because of the indica. Mm-hmm. But I still got that like head high.
Cerebral.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
But now, I don't know, I think I just prefer, like, the body high now.
Yes.
So right now, indica.
Yeah, right. I've been favoring indicas too, like, maybe for the past month. I usually am a hybrid type of guy. I like purple stuff. I like to really, like, I don't know, I like to trip out. Like, I do like to take like stuff like mushrooms and fucking acid and shit. The only thing that sucks is that you can't function like on them. Like, if you, well, I mean, if you microdose, you can. But I mean, if you're, but you know, if you want to trip out, like,
oh yeah,
yeah, like you can't, like, have a, you can't go through your
experience or whatever.
Yeah, you can't like fucking go to work and, you know, do this and that and get shit done when you're like tripping the fuck out like that, because your mind is so scattered. Like, you're doing one thing, and then you might be like, ah, I'm gonna go do this, I'm gonna do that.
Yeah.
Or, like, start tripping out, or, like, fucking space out for an hour. Yeah. But, yeah, so I liked hybrids because for some reason, those made me, like, trip out, like, mentally more than the sativa would. And, you know what's funny is that, like, people use, indicas for body pain and things like that.
Yeah.
But I actually have found that sativas help me a lot with my body aches. You know, I suffer from, like, sciatica pain a lot.
Yeah.
Because of, like, sports injuries in the past and shit like that.
Yeah.
But, I have actually found that sativas actually help a lot of my back pain. It's weird. Like, it feels like my body's more relaxed. When I smoke an indica, it actually, it's like, it's weird. It has, like, a reverse effect on me, as if, like, indicas and hybrids make me more, like,
energized?
No, not energized, per se, because I still feel, like, the body high, but I also, like, it makes me, like, my head trip out more, like.
What the hell?
Yeah, like, I actually have, like, a very strong mental high, especially on hybrids.
Maybe because, like,
like, more so than, like, even, like, say, like, a top-shelf sativa or a top-shelf fucking indica. Like, a top-shelf, like, hybrid. Fucking hybrid, like, a very purple type thing will fucking...
It doesn't have the same effect as a pure indica? Or...
Yeah, like, for some reason, it just, like, gets me, like, really, like, stoned. Like, I get that, like, fucking head high. And, yeah, it's just crazy, like... Sometimes I'll trip out in my head. I get paranoid. That's what it is. It makes me more paranoid than other strains.
Wait, an indica makes you more paranoid?
No. A
hybrid?
Like a hybrid will make me like more paranoid. More alert though. If I don't know. I kind of like it.
It's just weird.
Yeah. But like I still feel like heavy. So it feels good. Yeah. It's just crazy.
You know what?
Who else likes that paranoid, like, that paranoid feeling, that, like, weird shit? I don't know. I like it.
You know who, or not who, you know what I don't like to smoke? And I know a lot of people are going to be like, oh, you're whack. I don't like to hit dabs.
They're like, all right. I've learned to, like, appreciate them now more. Because I'm not really a big dab smoker. But now, like, but I mean,
like,
they're cool.
Don't get me wrong. I'll take a dab, but I prefer flower.
You prefer bud?
Yeah, I feel like I get paranoid when I fucking take dab. Too many dabs. Like one, I'll be fine. But
yeah.
If I take like 2, 3, 4, like nah, like I get all paranoid. Or
it's too much.
Yeah, it's too much. Or if I don't get all paranoid, I just pass out. I just go to sleep. So. I don't even, like, enjoy the high because I'm just passed out and then I wake up and I'm not high anymore.
Yeah, dude, I'm telling you, one time I went to Oakland and I fucking greened out. I guess that's they called it. Yeah, they call it, like, greening out or some shit. I thought I was having, like, an asthma attack, bro. Like, I felt like my lungs closed. It was fucking crazy.
And that, too, is, like, I don't know, like, there's, like, a whole process to making it. And I know, like, some, I don't know, what do they use, butane or some shit? Like, I'm pretty sure that shit's not, like, good for you, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I know there's ways to do it without it, but, like, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you never know, someone could be like, oh, nah, this is, like...
Yeah, alright. Well, let's go ahead and wrap this thing up. Whoa, boxing, what's up?
Yeah, I was about to say that.
Got any boxing fans out there, let us know. Like I said, hit us up, MoneyGram Garcia on Instagram, all one word, Hood Trophy_.
Yeah,
so who you got boxing?
You know who I've been watching a lot of videos of, well, kind of a lot of videos from? Mikey Garcia.
There we go.
He's sick. I think he has a fight coming up. Nah, he's from Oxnard.
Oh, okay, Oxnard, yeah.
He has a fight coming up. Fuck, I forgot when.
Brian Garcia's from Victorville, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's another guy. But, yeah, he's fighting... Who's he fighting? Robert Easter Jr., I think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That should be a pretty good fight.
Nice.
Easter's, he's taller and pretty sure he has the longer reach, but I don't know. It's gonna be good. I think Mikey has the
power
and the the boxing IQ to get it done. Like, that's what, like, his basics are on point.
Yeah, and legit.
Like, yeah, like, I think he's legit. A lot of people are like, oh, he's fought nobody, this and that. But I think he's shown what he has, and I think he's a top fighter, personally.
Hell yeah. What? Who else? Who else is who has a fight coming up?
Shit. Oh, Canelo and Golovkin number 2.
Oh, that's right. Rematch. Those is that happening?
Yeah, that shit is finally happening. This is old news by now, but Canelo tested positive like earlier in the year. I forgot when.
Yeah.
For clenbuterol. it's like some steroid. He said it was because of tainted meat.
I think it's bullshit.
Yeah.
But you never know.
I mean, you never know. They said the amount that they found was consistent with that of tainted meat, but I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know about all that, but whatever. The fight's back on. I think they fight in September. I know they were going back and forth in negotiations, and I think for a bit Canelo was considering not doing it anymore, but I guess they finally came to an agreement or something.
Finally got the money right, huh?
Yeah, basically. They finally worked that out, and they're fighting again in September. I think probably for the Mexican Independence Day, which a lot of people might not know, but it's not Cinco de Mayo.
Right.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Damn, you know what trips me out? Is that how much discipline the fucking athlete has to have, especially a young athlete.
Oh, yeah, man. Temptation is...
Because Jesus, man. Like, imagine you're fucking Canelo. How old is he? 25? 27?
He's like 27, maybe.
Yeah, he's like 27, 28, maybe.
Yeah.
At latest, yeah.
At the oldest?
Yeah. Imagine that. Like, being that young. I mean, shit, he's a little older than me, but... You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine being our age... With millions of fucking dollars, but you gotta get up every day and fucking train and do this and that. Like,
yeah,
I would probably fall off, bro. I'd be a full blown probably drug addict. And
he's 27.
Yeah, 27. See, and shit, man. Shit. Like, you gotta just admire the fact that damn, these guys are disciplined as motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, bro. Like,
cause
to be at the top of, to be like the elite.
I mean, not all of them, but still.
Yeah, but like to be like an elite level athlete and being like a young one. You know what I mean? Like,
you got girls.
He's been at the top
money
since he was like 21 or something.
Right.
And as far as I know, he's never had like a scandal or nothing like.
Yeah.
Besides this, the steroid thing, I think that's about it.
Yeah, and see, like, that's what I'm saying, like, that's crazy, like, I feel like I'd fucking go all out, bro, fucking parties and everything, you know, like, maybe, I mean, I don't know. Nah, but then you also gotta think, like, well, how much do I have, like, how much is at stake, you know, if I make one mistake, all of this can be fucking gone in a second.
Yeah.
But shit. Alright, guys.
I think that about does it.
That's it for this first segment. Thank you to everyone listening. Go ahead and add us once again on Instagram at MoneyGramGarcia and
HoodTrophy_.
That's right, all one word on Instagram. Go ahead and follow us. Send us a DM if you enjoyed this episode. Let us know what's up. I run a meme page, so just go ahead and follow me. All right guys, all right, you guys have a good night. This is Bastards in Outer Space signing off. Later. Peace.